Jeff gets out of the way.
What stood out on film when you rewatched Sunday night's game?
Well, I mean, there's a long story to what happened. You know, we got behind early, you know, and we contributed offensively with a couple of three and outs. So we go down 21-0. It's 21-10 at halftime. We're starting to move the ball. And then into the third quarter, we go up 24-21. And then in that part of the game, then where it's going back and forth, then we had two turnovers. I think that, you know, from an offensive standpoint, made the difference.
When turnovers happen, don't happen, what do coaches do to search for answers?
Well, we keep coaching not turning the ball over. We keep coaching ball security. We keep coaching all the things that we know are necessary. And it's a key factor in winning and losing ball games. I've been places where, and everybody that's on our coaching staff have been places where there were years you did not turn the ball over much and you got turnovers on defense, your ratio was good. And then there's been years where they happen and you just keep coaching against it.
Tell us differently up front that made the offensive line struggle a little bit compared to the Thanksgiving game.
I missed the first part.
What did Dallas do up front that made the offensive line?
There wasn't really anything new that we didn't predict. You know, I think, early on we didn't move the ball well. We found a way to move it and score points. You know, we kind of got in a little rhythm. And then, as I mentioned, it was just the turnovers. But that's sort of what it was. But it wasn't anything that they did different or right. That we didn't expect, I mean, or wasn't part of their package.
The big lanes, the explosion there.
We just probably didn't execute as well. But I don't think it had anything to do with them doing anything that wasn't part of that package that they run.
And after the game, Mark Sanchez was very hard on himself about his performance. What specific coaching points did you give him the last couple of days to get ready for this game against Washington, close out the season on a high note?
Well, it hadn't been a couple of days. It's only been one. That's first off. And so yesterday when he was in.
Okay, only been one. But what coaching points have you given him?
Well, we talked, and we talked about every play specifically. And the key is to not lose your confidence and keep playing. And then there's certain points, parts of the game where, you know, we just got to do a better job of taking care of the football. I think that can be said about everybody. I think he had some really good throws in the game. And then the one that just comes to mind was the interception. You know, when you throw the ball in the middle of the field, tip balls and overthrows are the reasons why the ball is picked off. And we had Ertz open, and we just missed on it. And I think that was the error that comes to mind. And then so it's just a matter of going back to the fundamentals, going back to going through the progressions, and trying to get better each day.
Did you find out watching the tape if there were opportunities deep that were missed?
No, we didn't have any opportunities deep where we didn't take a shot. You know, I think the coverage on the back end was pretty loose. We were looking for ways to run up the field deep on the outside, and they were playing a little bit looser on us.
That's impossible.
Have you seen Mark be a little bit less aggressive, a little bit gun-shy the last couple of weeks? And how has his blitz recognition been?
His blitz recognition's been good. No, and I haven't seen him be gun-shy. You know, I don't think I'm seeing him pull the ball down and not throw it deep when it's there.
Is it possible that you can look back on this season, if you don't make the playoffs, as progress, toward an eventual Super Bowl?
Well, last year? Yeah, I think we got to play these next two games, specifically this first one, and then that's probably a conversation for later.
Now, having McCoy and Sproles on the field together at the goal line from the 1 yard line, was that a new wrinkle that you guys have added?
No, we've had them on the field together. In the red zone. Yeah, I mean, there was a couple options to that play, certainly, and it just worked out by the way they lined up that we ended up doing that. But, that was a new formation that we used, but in terms of a grouping, it wasn't.
Hey, Pat, given the stakes Sunday and given that they didn't do anything new, why were the first several series so bad? Why couldn't you get anything going?
Well, I think, again, they didn't do anything we didn't expect. I mean, there were a few new things, but nothing drastic. And again, I think we've seen that at times. It was the total opposite. It was the total opposite of the first time we played them, where we jumped up by two scores. We just got behind. So we didn't execute as well in the first couple of series. We got it rolling, and then that's when we scored what amounted to be 24 straight points. This just comes back to execution.
You guys had so much success with running back screens specifically last year. I haven't been able to get them going as much this year. What have some of the issues
been? Yeah, we talk about running them each week. You know, some of it has to do with who we have on the field at all positions, and some of it has to do a little bit with how they're defending us.
I love that everything comes back to execution a lot.
You probably get tired of hearing that, right? I mean, there really is no magical answer.
But doesn't that come down to practice and how they practice? And if so, do you have to examine yourselves in the way you, I mean?
No, I think when you look at it, there are weeks when you sit back, and even though you may not talk about it in a group, where you didn't train quite as well as, and you go out and play extremely well. Then there are weeks when you train very, very well, and for whatever reason you start slow, whatever, and part of it has to do with the team you're playing against also, you know, because they're just, you're not playing against the Orange Cones now, you know they're trying to defend you and do the things that they do, and that's where it becomes a matchup thing, and it takes a minute sometimes to get going, and that's why you play 60 minutes.
Do you see anything when you look at the tape and the few throws that stand out that sailed? You know, there's one out to Celek on the right side, there's a one right to where Cooper and McCoy are on the left side, kind of a high-low that hits no man's land, and then one to Macklin. Is there those were throws he was making, it seemed, right, in the first two games. Is there something that changed?
Typically, when Mark misses on a throw, it's high, and you kind of brought up the three that come to mind. Mm-hmm. And so it's just a matter of going back to the fundamentals, keeping your front shoulder down, and all the things that we know.
You're using Chris Polk more in the red zone. Why?
Well, we had them in there close. We had a package that we used with specific players, and you know, there were two runs that come to mind. You know, the two goal line runs, and he's a good forceful runner, and you know, I think he's done a good job when we put him in there getting the ball in the end zone.
At this point in his career, and with 78 interceptions, and at this point in the season, how frustrating is it for you as a coaching staff constantly go back to the fundamentals with Mark Sanchez?
Well, I think you always go back to the fundamentals, regardless of whether...
Isn't it too late in his career for that kind of
stuff? No, I mean, you're always working on the fundamentals. And I think that's the part that maybe they get, you know, these answers get hard to hear, but you're always working on the fundamentals. That's why you train. And I think all quarterbacks do, you know, and so I don't find it that crazy of an answer.
I know at the beginning of this year in camp, Matt Barkley talked about last year and coming off the shoulder surgery and how it really did take him that year to get everything back. I mean, Mark had that missed year. Is he really kind of still getting stuff back? I mean, is that maybe a reason why some of the downfall?
No, I mean, I don't. I think you start talking about all that, that becomes excuse making. I mean, he's healthy and fit, and he's an NFL starting quarterback.
The receivers only caught, I think it was 8 passes total. Less than that. What were they doing?
53. Yeah, we only had 53, I think, official snaps. You know, we were targeting them, you know, as much as we normally do. We just didn't connect on them. Did nothing.
How far has Huff come along? I mean, he's finally showed some of that explosion.
Yeah.
You guys mentioned.
No, he's made progress this year. And, you know, the two plays that come to mind, obviously, were Jeremy Macklin's long run and then Huff's long run, which, incidentally, were very good plays by the quarterback. He had to move around on both plays. Fit the ball in a tight area, and then we were able to catch and run with it. But that was a big play that got us jump started a little bit. He's an explosive player, you know, in a lot of ways. He looks like a running back to me. He's an explosive type guy, and I think he's got a bright future as long as he continues to improve.
Future as a running back?
Receiver. Yeah, he's a receiver.
When you compare him to some guys that you guys scouted, wide receivers, because he made that change from running back to wide receiver, is he, you know, just for having a natural field position, is he a little bit behind guys who've been playing it for their whole life?
No, in fact, to the contrary, I think because guys that have played other positions, it helps them in their new position. You see quite frequently where guys were high school quarterbacks that become receivers and so on. Mm-hmm. So a guy that's played multiple positions throughout his career, I just think it helps him be a better all-around player when they settle in on a position at this league.
I meant from a route running standpoint, though. I mean, guys who do it longer seem to have a, you know.
He's no more behind than any rookie in this league.
Matt, this is the time of year where organizations start making some head coaching decisions. I know you're focused on what's happening here, but Do you think about getting another shot in that capacity?
No, I've never really thought about that. I worry about doing my job. You know, and if somebody thinks that you're the guy they want to lead the organization, they'll tap you on the shoulder and ask you what you think. But at this point, we're worried about the Redskins.
Can we talk about the Redskins game for a second?
Sure.
Jim Haslett's a blitzing defensive coordinator.
Right.
Just played a team that doesn't blitz very much. But when they did blitz on Sunday night, they were very effective. Back
sure.
to Mark's question of
sure.
blitz recognition. They're not going to – they had nothing to lose in the game. How much
yeah.
have you coached Mark up and your offense about going up against a blitzing team like Haslett's team on Sunday
yeah.
night?
Yeah, that's a good question. And really, as we know, with Jim Haslett, blitz is part of his DNA. You know, we coached it up a great deal when we played him the first time. You see a lot of the same concepts that's carried through the year since we played him early in the year. And so our guys are well aware of it, and we'll call a game that will reflect the ability to attack the blitz.
What did you do effectively in taking out McCoy in the first game?
Well, thinking back on it, you know, I think at that point, we really weren't getting it going yet with a running game. We probably could have executed a little bit better. Yeah, I mean, there were some things. We were a little unsettled at some positions. And, I don't think that was one of our best games in terms of actually running the football from the running back spot, even in, as well as up front. Comes back to execution.
You guys good?
All right, here we go. You guys got it?
All right.